"It's just a cottonwood tree." Well, to this man, it was the tree. It was the place where his dreams would someday turn into reality. And interestingly, it was a tree that he would come to visit for decades after he first found its shade on his boyhood farm. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313, or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Would you like to get into a Disney theme park for free? Once upon a time, it helped if you lived in Walt Disney's hometown of Marceline, Missouri.
While Walt was alive, if you went to the front gate and you had a driver's license that could prove you were from Marceline, you got in for free.
Walt loved Marceline, but Peter Whitehead at the Walt Disney Hometown Museum here says the impressive Disney collection is mostly due to his sister Ruth.
She wanted that story told here, so she reached out to our executive director, Kay Mallins, and said, "I have artifacts that I've collected. I want them showcased in Marceline." So for 3 days originally, in 2001, to celebrate Walt's 100th birthday, they were going to put a display out 3 days long. People just kept coming.
The museum grew to include many artifacts, now encompassing 10,000 square feet. One item is Walt's hand-drawn sketch of a themed attraction for right here in Marceline.
He had plans and had purchased this farm at one point, as well as an additional 300 acres. He was going to build a working turn-of-the-century farm so kids remembered where their food came from. And he sat down in the basement of the Johnson's home when he came to visit one day and sketched on a piece of cardboard what he envisioned this park to be.
The drawing was sitting in Walt's office the day he died in 1966. Marceline has a museum and the Disney farm you can visit. On the path to the barn, you'll find a site where the dreams all began.
So you can pass the Dreaming Tree site, and again, that's the cottonwood that Walt spent so much time drawing under. It is the place that he pinpoints as the start of his artistic career, was under the dappled leaves of that cottonwood tree.
You'll see the TV version of this story on an upcoming U.S. Farm Report, or just look for it by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Marceline, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.